Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Absolute Cuts, the first of our horror weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
It's Halloween. It's the all is Halloween not an Irish thing?
It is. It's an Irish holiday. It's one we don't really claim too much for some reason. Like we're all like we took Paddy's Day and I'm take Halloween.
Yeah.
All Hallowed Eve. It's like a
All
pagan,
Hallows Eve. Yeah.
All pagan shit. Like.
Aye.
Iha Hauna. Is that right?
It's what?
Yeah, Iha Hauna. Spelled S-A-M-H.
You're fucking asthmatic, yeah. Taking a shit. So Ryan got back from Belgium about 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
How was Belgium?
They didn't like me.
Shocked.
They didn't like me, especially when I brought up the bit that their massive rampant paedophile problem.
Did you bring it up? Yeah.
Of course, what else are you going to bring up? But I just kind of thought, like, they'd be cool with it. You know, the way, like, you know, when you chat about Ireland and paedophiles, they kind of go, like, oh, guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But actually, you know what? I just realized the lights aren't on, are
they? That one is. That one's not. Ah, there we go.
That does look better than the thing.
Good. We'll just keep that bit in.
You want to keep it in?
Nah, keep it.
You see me getting in here like a fucking, like an absolute twat. Like, just pull out the chair. Just pull out the chair. Speaking of twats, actually, first of all, before you went in, what did you just do there to the taxi driver?
So I got an Uber over to the studio here. And as I was getting out, first of all, I spilled one of the poles for our wall out. And as the guy said, as I was leaving, the guy said to me, "Have a good night, mate." And I went, "You too, pet."
Oh, pet.
Pet.
Oh, God of almighty.
That's bad.
That is. Yeah.
Do you know the worst? I do these things all the fucking time. The worst one I've ever done was I was on holiday with Amy's family. We were in Portugal. And Amy's Uncle Stuart's bald. Like you.
Okay, right.
Anyone who's never seen a bald person. As I was coming back out the pool, I was soaking wet. I was coming back at the pool and I was going around and taking orders from everybody because I was going to go to the wee shop to get ice creams and ice lollies. And as I walked past what I thought was Stuart, I said, "Can I get you an ice cream?" And it was just another bald guy. And we both just had shorts on, and he just looked at me like,
he didn't even help you out.
He tried to pick me up here.
That's grim. Have you ever done that with a teacher? Called your teacher a mum?
I don't think I ever did. I don't think I've ever seen it either.
I definitely feel like I've seen it.
I don't know. Like, I don't remember much.
I called my mum teacher. Yes, teacher. The complete other. How'd you get that wrong? Fuck's sake.
What was I going to say? So you had to do 50 minutes in Belgium.
Yeah, I did 45.
What kind of room was it? Because I've got
a hotel lobby.
Fucking Jesus.
It was 80 people in a hotel. Do you know what? In terms of hotel, it wasn't even that, like, in terms of gigs in hotel lobbies, it was actually definitely on the better side.
Yeah.
The setup, there happened to be a corner. A couple of French
a
guys.
Coroner.
So that happened to be a coroner.
Expected the death.
There's a coroner at the back. They knew, and I can't even like it, they actually set up. They're all quite ready for it. They took the first act pretty well as well. Definitely better than me.
Who was he?
Matthew McLoone.
Matthew McLoone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he Irish?
He is. He's from Belfast. They did had a real hand it up.
How did this gig come together? Like,
he runs gigs all the time. Like a lot, he seems to know a lot of people.
All right.
Like, you know. So I'm surprised you haven't done it.
I'm not going to now.
You're not going to now?
No fucking chance.
Well, man. He told me they might be enjoyed real clever comedy. You know, that's why he bought me. And then
again, I'm not going to do it.
And then when I got out there and did a couple of clever ones, they were just like, "Ugh." There's a lot of like. It was a very multinational. It was cool in the fact that it was like people from Ecuador, Argentina, Libya, Belarus, Croatia, Jesus. French, Spanish, Italians, fucking...
Sounds like our fan base.
That's us, aye. Norway. A couple of Scandinavians. Isn't that where we hit it?
Yes, we did, aye.
Imagine that. We're going to do an absolute cuts tour of Scandinavia.
bankrupt. So.
Talon tonight. That's technically not Scandinavia, is it?
That does. What, Norway?
Estonia? Estonia?
No, Estonia is not even close to Scandinavia.
It kind of is close.
No, it's not at all.
It's kind of.
It's not.
It's like below Latvia.
Yeah.
Which is
also
basic.
Nowhere near.
That's fucking close.
No, no. Scandinavia is Iceland, Norway, Denmark, Sweden. That's
no,
it.
And
that's
right.
It.
No, I do know that, right? But the only reason I'm saying it is, come on.
But it's not. I mean, it's not like, anywhere near it.
Come on. They're touching it. They've got the same values. I've been to Riga recently. Remember I went to Riga for 2 days?
Yeah, you did. That's what I thought you were doing when you first said you were going to Belgium. I thought it was one of your weird trips you would go by yourself.
No, it wasn't one of them. No, this one was for work, not pleasure. I mean, the trip to Riga for pleasure was a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't leave the country.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I snapped at someone at the airport too that was being a cunt about children. Someone who works in Edinburgh Airport was just like, you know, they're doing the border control shit and there was a bit of a queue and this woman was just like, the kid was clearly about to piss himself.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Any chance we can just jump in? Nobody would have cared. And she was like, well, there's toilets. There's fucking toilets on the planes. Like, that's what.
Seriously?
She goes, that's just how that works. That's not how this works. There's toilets on the plane. And I couldn't help it. I was already in a bad mood. I kind of like jumped in and was just like, that's not how fucking bladders work. It's not how kids work.
Fucking like, hell.
You fucking
Because normally they'll let... Because we've used this to our advantage massively on holidays, where if you've got young children, then you can skip those queues massively.
Aye.
Especially when you're like passport control and shit, they'll just wave you.
Yeah. And then what she said to me was when I was just at the fucking thing as well. I was basically like ahead of them. They were beside me, but there was a queue going back around or whatever. We both met in the arse end of the snake,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was going to go put the passport thing. And then I was like, fucking whatever. And she said something about raising your voice. And I was like, you're just being fucking pathetic. And then she tried to point like, we abusive towards staff gets punished very severe. I was like, oh, abusive.
Yeah.
Fucking abusive.
What airline was it?
This was just, we were in Ryanair.
Oh, see, there's your...
But this was Edinburgh passport control person.
Oh, right.
This is someone in the queue. This was just someone.
Ah,
this
see,
is someone.
See.
Yeah.
Fucking. Do you remember, like, do you remember when air travel was like a glamorous thing?
Yeah.
Like, see when you watch, like, Catch Me If You Can, it's the ultimate, like, height of glamour. That all the stewardesses and the captains are all crisp as fuck and they all look incredible and the people wear suits and dresses to get on the plane and they get nibbles and they get drinks and it's just absolute high class status and they now it's literally getting herded like cattle. I fucking hate it.
Do you want to check in your bags with fucking rulers?
I don't know if I've told you this before, but when I was on a flight once, I was reading one of the airline magazines and it was about Emirates had introduced something new in their first class range, right?
Okay.
So they'd done this whole article about the journey of first class and how it had evolved through the decades. And they were talking about in the 70s, right? The picture they used to illustrate how classy and how ridiculously expensive first class was, it was a picture of Roger Moore, who was Bond at the time.
Okay.
He's sitting on a flight, smoking a cigar, drinking brandy, playing a fucking grand piano on a flight.
Grand piano on a flight?
A grand piano on a flight.
I mean, how did they even get it in?
I don't know.
I
do not know.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I don't know whether they would have to... Because they've had to rebuild something. And I imagine... Because you can't put the piano through in parts and then rebuild it.
I don't think so. Or why would you? No, because you would still have to get the whole main bass. Unless they moved a little fucking carpentry workshop in the back.
Could they take it through where you would put the luggage? Could it go in like that? Or
up through the floor?
Aye.
That seems wrong too. They must have had to build a piano and then build an airplane around it. They started with a piano.
Years in the planning.
They're like, we need to get this done before Roger Moore dies. I swear to God, if Roger Moore dies, or if he turns this down, we're fucked. Yeah, a grand piano. That what an do you know if nobody knew about that and the plane crashed too?
Like, yeah.
Who the fuck's are a grand? Did we crash into a grand piano? Was the piano in the field
looking for other bits of the orchestra?
That's why is there a grand piano?
Before we talk about the film, you need to tell everyone about the dream you had.
Oh,
right. Normally, I can't. It's one of those things where people tell you about dreams, and it's one of those things like I honestly couldn't give a shit.
Okay.
About your dream. But, do you know what I mean?
Like, I do. I do get it. Yeah, people, yeah. You know, when someone would be like angry at you as well. That's something happened in your dream.
Do you know what happened to Martin Luther King?
Jesus.
I have a dream. I had a dream. Shut the fuck up about your dream.
Don't we all?
Oh, what was it? Were you fallen? Did you have no pants on? Shut up.
Slumped on a balcony, was it?
Shut up, Luther King.
Luther King as well. Didn't even fucking. Isn't there a gun called an MLK? A big machine gun. I don't know. I feel like there's a gun called an MLK.
It does sound like a gun.
It sounds like it sounds very disrespectful now.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I had a dream, right? I think it's because I haven't been smoking any old weed in a while.
The old ganja juice.
The old skunk.
The old Mary Jane. The old marijuana.
No, I like the last one. Marijuana. And then basically, I don't know if it's making my dreams come back or I remember them, a few of them, but this one was bizarre. You know, like the TikTok videos that are like really satisfying when you see people like cleaning.
Oh yeah. Cleaning a carpet. Yeah. Carpet. They're awesome. Them.
Yeah, they are. They're great. You know what I mean? So mine was like, right. So basically there's no easy really way to do this. The whole dream was, and I felt like I did the whole thing was I was power washing Philip Schofield's driveway. Like I did the curbs, I did every bit of dirt off the thing, and the whole time he was like looking at me through his bedroom window, not his bedroom, his sitting room window, just like watching, making sure I didn't make any mistakes.
What was he wearing? Was it young Philip Schofield or
no,
current
just,
Philip Schofield?
Just current. I don't know what he looked like when he was young.
Just the same, but with brown hair instead of silver hair.
No, he was silver. He was a silver fox.
And was it a tough job?
No, I was doing great.
Was it like...
I was doing it like there was...
Did you have to chisel off kids' cum?
Do you know, I woke up with blood in my mouth and I just was like, that's something to do with it.
You woke up with blood in your mouth?
So I woke up and went, oh, weird thing. And I think I spat in the sink and it was just fuck blood. Sake. And I went, what? That's not good. It's went away since, so... Shit. Know what the fuck it
did,
was
did Schofield pay you?
That's what we were saying. I said in the fucking... I was chatting to Sid in the other podcast, the NFL one, and I was like... He was like, imagine if you spatted cum. You'd be like, fuck, hey, Nightmare on Elm. Hey, Nightmare on Elm Street, man. I got
that happened
Schofield.
To me once.
You woke up.
And spit at the dentist.
He's like...
Just footprints in the armrest.
What happened to you?
My jaw's agony.
You're looking at this.
But no dental work's been done.
You're doing the angles going, they're not, that wasn't my feet. How would that be God. My feet?
Before we finish about dreams, I had a... Have you ever had recurring dreams?
Yes. I have two.
I've got two.
Oh, great.
So I will have both of them individually at least once a week. Right? One of them is...
Oh, you still have them? No, mine's are both gone. Well,
oh, no,
one
I still...
One of them kind of pops up sometimes.
But... At least once a week I have them.
Wow.
One is I physically can't run. Or I can't really walk. Like, my legs are so heavy... Okay. I cannot move. And I'm not trying to get away from anything. I'm just trying to physically cannot move. And it's so realistic that...
It's you with diabetes, is what it is.
Yes.
It's a couple of years, you're just
dead. And the other one is... Because they're both very, very easy to work out if you read any kind of dream.
There's no Schofield chapters.
Yeah. Because that one's like, there's something like, I'm just not happy with where I'm heading in life.
Yeah.
And the other one is... I go back to university. I've already failed three times, or at least three times. I go back, and I don't even know what fucking age I am at this stage, right? But I go back into the halls, the exact same halls I went to in Glasgow University, and I specifically say, right, this is going to be different this time. This is going to be the time that I'm going to go to every class, I'm going to study, I'm going to do everything, and then it all starts falling apart again.
That's so funny.
I'm like 3 months in and I've already missed so much and I'm now panicking like fuck again.
Literally your parents are disappointed in you? Is your...
Yeah.
Like, did you fuck
no,
up?
No, my parents don't even come into it.
So it's just you, straight up. I want to fix this.
It's just me knowing...
That they're doing this politics degree.
That I'm fucking up again.
Right. That's... The first one does seem like you could fix it. Like, not fix it, but you know what it is. Mm. The second one is seems like you're tormenting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything.
But it's to do with the fact that I never... I think it's subconsciously me going, I'm not working hard enough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
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 You're putting stuff off and I'm not...
Okay.
So I... What's yours?
Okay, well, mine's was that I used to get eaten by pampas grass. You know, pampas grass.
Is that the stuff that just grows wild?
You know, and it's like fluffy and white, and you have to burn. Oh God! And you have to burn it.
And the
things are kind of razory. The actual. Yeah. So we had pampas grass in my backyard, and my mum took like 2 or 3 snips and had it in like a plant in this thing. And when I was a kid, I used to have the same dream where it would come alive and chase me down the hall and eat me. So the pampas grass would eat me.
How would it move?
I mean, it was a dream. I don't really know.
Like a
snake? Like. No, just.
Jesus Christ.
Slid with the bowl and all at the bottom.
Jesus.
So I used to get eaten by this pampas grass, right? You know, so that was the first one. Second one was after I watched Jurassic Park, I always had the same reoccurring dream. And this one still randomly pops out where
I'm going to build a theme park.
I build a theme park. Oh my God. Oh, that's... I just want to be an archaeologist. That a Tyrannosaurus Rex is circling my house. And right. The only way I can do it is I hide behind every window and I know what window is. And then I have to hide underneath the window. And then eventually by the end, it'll fucking get me every time. But I used to have then a certain dream that my neighbor, Charlie, would turn up and he would kill the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So once every blue moon, you know, Charlie would come in and kill the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wow. Mm. Fucking hell. Yeah. That's quite a cool dream. That's quite cinematic.
Yeah, well, yeah, it got, because you would hear it and then you would see it and then you'd run to
another. In the window thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And then you'd run to the next room and hide under that window and you'd see that window, him coming, you know, but if you fucked up and say he saw you that one, it was able to smash through the wall and get you.
Shit.
So it was like tactical.
I think that one is definitely film inspired. The pampas grass, I've got no fucking idea what that means.
Pampas grass is full of Schofield. I've got a lot to dream interpreters. Jesus, are just like Christ. I think you're just mental.
Wow. Right, this film, it's so we've broken from the formula 2 weeks because it's Halloween, and we've just basically picked
sorry, I don't know what that was. This is so sarcastic for no reason.
Bizarrely, you doing that, you look less haunting.
Ooh. Yeah.
You look more playful now. I picked this week, I've picked my favourite horror film of all time, which is The Omen. Yeah. Not the remake.
I thought it was called The Omen.
The Omen. Omen.
The Omen. I thought it was a prequel to The X-Men.
Well, I understand the X-Men if I've not seen the A to Y Men. Oh, no, shit, I fucked up.
The A to Y Men. Oh, my God, The Omen.
So it's the 70s one, not the remake with Liev Schreiber in it.
Nobody wants... Like, have you seen that one?
Yes.
Is it any good? Is it okay?
It's all right.
I presume it's obviously a victim of trying to be The Omen.
It's almost... A lot of it's shot for shot.
Good. Well,
But it does, because it doesn't have that 70s feel. 70s films are scary. Like, that...
I agree.
They just look scary.
I agree. Because you are, like, stuck in the music and the way it's filmed. Like, if it's too clear now, you're always... You know, here's the way. The first Predator is better than the newer one. Because now it's all completely shiny. You can see the fucking pores.
There's something about horror films and action films that need to be seen in like VHS quality, really hit home.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Whereas sci-fi is much better now because
high definition. Yeah, yes, of course.
But horror doesn't work in high definition.
No,
it needs that griminess. That's why like The Ring's so good.
Yes.
But yeah, it's all right, the remake. Most people hate it.
I think that's just going to happen anyway. Like,
it's. I tell you what they managed to make cooler. You know when the photojournalist dies, he gets beheaded.
Yes.
So in the '70s one, the one we're talking about, they're in the Middle East somewhere. It's like in the town of Megiddo or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
The guy who has one of the best names in any film ever, Bugenhagen.
Oh, I forgot about the name there now.
Bugenhagen. Bugenhagen.
Go see Bugenhagen.
The old man Bugenhagen.
He'll show you the way.
So they go and see him, and he's explaining, like, this is where Christianity started, this old, old Middle Eastern city. And there's some building works, and the journalist, some guy gets out of a truck, like a workie, and he knocks the handbrake off, and this truck starts rolling down a hill, and then it's carrying panes of glass in the back, and the pane of glass just slides off and just slices his fucking head clean off.
It was very Final Destination.
Yes, it is.
I only thought of this because we'd done Final Destination recently and all that, and I just went, oh, I get that kind of...
Yes.
Your time is your time because of...
All the deaths are like that.
Yeah.
Because it's the same way in Final Destination, all the deaths could be explained. They're weird.
Yes.
They're coincidental.
Yeah.
But they could all logically be explained.
Yes.
And it's the same in The Omen.
Yeah.
Like, it could... See if they'd have finished it with, it turns out he wasn't the son of the devil.
It was all coincidence.
You'd go, fuck. Like, imagine how dark a film it would be. Right, so, like, fuck, if you've not seen the film, right?
I give general synopsis. Yeah.
So, there's an American ambassador. He ends up being the ambassador to Britain. He's in Rome. He's the ambassador to Italy at this point. His wife has a miscarriage. Her child dies in birth. But this priest at this hospital says, this other kid's been born. Its mother died. So why don't you just take this one? It kind of looks like you anyway. No one will ever know. Only me and you'll know.
Not the wife.
Right, not the wife. You never need to tell your wife. Right, fucking class. Switch on 5 years. They now live in London. Mental shit starts happening. Mm. And then all people die around them. Bizarre occurrences. And then a priest comes to warn them and says, basically, it's the son of the devil is who you're raising. And then... various clues come up. They go and try and find. They try and find the fucking kid's mum in a cemetery, and it's a jackal.
In the thing. I always thought, you know, it'd be really funny in that scene if he completely misinterpreted everything and just went, "My son was a dog." They're like, "No, the guy was something." Like, no, your son wasn't a dog. No, you misdone this. This is right. If he was a real idiot, he couldn't follow any clue, right? My real son was a dog. No.
So eventually the guy, Gregory Peck, accepts that he's raising the kid of the devil, which is never good. You never want to raise another man's kid anyway.
Aye.
Especially not the devil's.
The spawn of Christ, yeah. Satan, yeah. It's Christ's shit.
And then at the end, there's these seven daggers that if you stab them and make a crucifix in them, it'll kill them. And he's fucking dragging this kid in the church. It has to be done in the church. And he's going to stab him, and then the police shoot him. How dark a film would it have been if he stabbed the kid with the daggers and then it turned out it was all just a coincidence? Like, the priest was mental, right? His wife, rather than being terrified of the kid, just had massive postnatal depression. That's why she hated the kid. The nanny was just a fucking psychopath. The photographer was a fantasist.
Because he was creepy, in fairness. He was just taking random pictures.
He was just taking photos of folk all the time.
He just kept going like, oh, I was taking photos. And he just kept going, hey, you. And then take a picture. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, that happens once. If someone says, hey, you, and you turn around and take your photo, you go, that was a bit weird. If you see that guy a couple of days later and he takes your photo again, you're like, take my photo for me, creepy prick.
I'd be like, TMZ's after Absolute Cuts. TMZ's after Absolute Cuts were fucked, man. They're going to try and drag us down.
But yeah, if he'd have killed him, it would still have been a good film.
Yeah.
If he'd killed him, it turns out he just wasn't.
It would certainly have been... Like, it's a real fuck-up, by the way, because, you know... what a thing to do, first of all. To switch out, like, a miscarriage into this kid. And then imagine having to break that to your wife. Look, you actually had a miscarriage, and I, I took a wee Italian kid. Some priest gave it to me. And, you know, would you believe this?
Oh, it's mental.
He's the spawn of the devil.
It's mental to think they'd get away with it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I find out as well that they killed the actual son. It wasn't a miscarriage, didn't they?
They smashed its skull.
I saw that. I went, could have done anything. Tries to kill a kid. Like,
well, this is something I didn't realise until I watched it this time, is that priest that gave him the kid and the priest that comes to warn him, they were basically disciples of the devil. They were working with the devil.
Yes.
And they were trying to make sure that...
And one of them really felt bad about it. And
And then he
fucking goes mad and gets burnt up and shit.
Aye.
Yeah. He looked like... you're looking at me going, looked like you, didn't he? That's what you want.
No, he didn't. He had hair.
Yeah. He looked right old Simon Weston.
He doesn't get burned up. Oh, no. That one. Oh, fuck that one.
That one
gets burned. Does he repent? He goes to the monastery.
Does he not go to the monastery? But didn't he say that he doesn't talk because he feels like he's done something? I can't remember. There was something they said that he's done something wrong. He's kind of like hiding there because he knows the devil or whoever's going to kill him.
And then they get... I think he
knows what he's done.
He says that...
Yeah, because he keeps saying to the priest that... I'm not a whatever, I'm a bad man or whatever. I think he's...
But he's not spoken for years, but he has got some feeling in his left hand. Yeah. So then they give him some charcoal and he writes something. And it would have just been going, I've no fucking idea what that says. Literally no idea.
Like, yeah, Dad. Boogers? Yeah. Does that say boogie? What the fuck are you saying?
If he'd just written, your mum.
Your mum and crayon.
Smell your mum.
And the elder priest jumps in and he's like, he does that a lot too. He does that a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, great film. I have seen this before, like years ago. Don't remember a while out of it. When I realized that much when I watched it. I sometimes feel like I'm the devil's son.
Really?
Mm. And I've got an unspoken bond with dogs. And my babysitter hung herself. The worst thing is I couldn't, if they were like, it's on your head, because everyone would see it.
That
like, man.
Oh,
the devil's not. Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know if this is a, because there's a lot of shit that's made up in this, in terms of the Bible passages that they read out, right?
Oh, really?
And a lot of them don't exist. It's like the Bible passage in Pulp Fiction doesn't exist.
Ezekiel.
Right? Yeah, Ezekiel 75:17 or something like that, right? Some of it exists, but a lot of it's just written to make it sound cool. And a lot of this is just written to make it fit the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I didn't know, before I watched this film the first time, that 666... is the number of the beast.
You didn't know that?
The devil. I didn't know until I saw this. Not until I've seen it this time, but before that, I didn't know that was common knowledge. That 666. Right. So I watched this yesterday afternoon, because I didn't want to watch it at night, because I don't like watching horror films at night, right?
I watched this at 1 a.m. I watched this from 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. in a travel lodge. It was great.
That's insane.
It was freaky, in fairness. It did get a bit much.
I watched this.
I watched the first half an hour in a bath.
The way Richard Donner intended. Right. So I watched this yesterday afternoon. And then, because I've been talking to the kids about it, because they're playing scary songs just now, because it's Halloween, right? And there aren't as many as you might imagine.
No, but I just...
They found the Exorcist theme tune and the Halloween theme tune.
Okay, right, yeah.
Right, so they're talking about this and they're like, oh, what's the Exorcist about? So I'm kind of giving them like a kid's version of what the Exorcist is about. And they were like, have you seen it? Yeah. Is it the scariest film you've ever seen? I was like, no, it's The Omen. And they were like, well, what the fuck's The Omen about? Yeah, so I'm telling them about that, right? So they were asking me about it again yesterday. We then went, so every time I pick them up from school, we then go to Lidl, right, to get them snacks after school. We went in, I bought some extra stuff, right, on a whim, right?
Okay.
I didn't need it.
Okay.
I bought like a bag of peanuts on a whim, right? We went, did the self-checkout, right? This is yesterday, after I've watched the film. Look what the total came to.
£4.
Fucking prick.
That's freaky as fuck.
It's £6.66.
No harm, Mark. That's over.
1 hour after I'd finished watching this, £6.66.
I can't do that. That would fuck me up.
That is genuinely fucking mental.
That would genuinely... Do you know, I don't know what I would do there. I guarantee you... Like,
yesterday, 3.14.
Yeah. I don't like that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Get away from me.
That's really, really weird.
I feel like if I take a picture of you now, you're going to have like... like a fucking... I'm going to look... I'm trying to edit this video.
A shadow going through my cock. Oh my God. He's going to get stabbed in the cock.
That's so funny. If I didn't break it, mark your neck stand. And I show you the picture and like, not the cock. Not the cock. What's the devil got against my cock? 666.
It's weird, isn't it?
God, that was proper good. That was proper terrible what I did to you there. I deserved to be bottled. £4. What's the significance of that? That would be even weirder if the picture had £4 to me and you only saw 666.
Jesus Christ.
And you looked at the thing and it says £4. Oh. What would you do then?
I genuinely don't know.
I think you'd have a, like, respectfully, I think you'd have a mental breakdown.
I probably would say
I would say that's the right thing to do.
Do you reckon you'd ever turn to religion?
Because you're too afraid. I worry about this because I'm Irish and we have all that Catholic guilt. And I also noticed that anytime I watch films involving religion, I'm way more freaked out than other horror films.
Oh, yeah.
Films. I don't know what
religious
that
stuff scares me more than anything.
Yeah, so yeah. Anytime I see them, I'm always like, even that fucking, the one we, Al Pacino,
What, Devil's Advocate?
That's it.
Yeah. What was that? Is that your Al Pacino?
Keanu Reeves comes into the room. Wah!
That's a great film.
That would have been a good choice, in fairness. Yeah. That's a great top-class film.
What is your favourite death in this? Because we had that way, Final Destination.
I think my favourite death is actually the boringly, the first one. The hanging.
I mean, same.
Oh, is it?
Same.
I thought that you would have chose a different one. I thought that was because it's a fat heart, but she's so good at acting when she says something like, at me or whatever, but it does come out of nowhere properly good.
I mean, there's so much that's creepy about that. The fact that she says, she's like, look at me, Damien, look at me, I love you, it's all for you, and then just launches, and then it's the fact that she smashes through a window as well. And also, it's a kid's birthday party, so all the kids have seen this.
And they're all looking up like, and then, nobody tries to shut them.
Gregory Peck says, look, he's second in command. It's like, John, quick. And I'm like, what the fuck's he going to do? What a grim night John's got ahead of him.
Blocking the kids out. Try to block all the kids' views.
Imagine the clear up on the second floor of the house from that.
How are you meant to get her in?
Babysitter's just launched.
How did they get her in? Did they grab her by the legs and drag her through the broken glass? It's never good. You'd have to call the police. I feel like you'd have to leave her there.
I reckon you would need to call the police.
It's
a hell of a cover-up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the parents come looking for her. She launched herself off the balcony, man. He called nobody. I didn't even think we took her down check outside the house. We changed the window. We fixed the fucking window. That's when that's the first time you see the wee nosy photographer. Where he's taking pictures. Did he take a picture of it too? He just goes.
He just takes a picture of it.
Yeah.
He sent pictures all over.
Oh, he took a picture of her beforehand, and he sees the noose.
I find that's the creepiest scene in the whole.
Yeah, because he's
film when he reveals that he's seen these things in the pictures.
That is it. Perfectly excellent. And I do remember that from the first time. That was the part that really got me going.
Because they're in a room where the priest has covered every inch of the wall with passages from the Bible. And he's got like 47 crosses around the place.
Yeah. And then one picture of Pamela Anderson.
Just above his bed.
All Bible passages.
Classic Baywatch Pammy as well.
Tears that down. That was so funny. If there was one thing in the room that was really off, Batman bedsheets. Like, what? Is this part of the Devil's
Just a big cuddly Sonic the Hedgehog sitting on his bed.
If there was one thing off about it, Like, this creeps me out more than anything, actually, to be honest. Just a picture of, like, you know, the family in the TV show, the Hendersons.
The Harry and the Hendersons.
Just the picture of all them. But, like, it's as if it's his family.
But he's cut himself into where Bigfoot is. But he's only changed the face. He's stuck a Bigfoot's body.
Gregory Peck, like, oh my God, this is sick. And he goes, no, actually, no, that was him. This is all him. I'm just bringing you here to show the Bible thing, to be honest.
I mean, the priest dies cool as well. He dies very cool. He gets impaled by his steeple.
It was a little bit Austin Powers-like, where he goes, no!
And what bit of Austin Powers does he do that?
When the roller thing runs over the guy and he's about 40 meters away.
Yeah,
someone
sorry,
goes,
it does, yeah.
Nah! And he's screaming, like, get out of the way. And this, he does look up and goes,
nah! Yeah.
I mean, he probably knew he's... I like to think he knows he's dead, is why he's just frozen, like, ah, yeah. That was pretty good. Aye. It's great that he was standing up. They shot that well, too, because, like, I reckon if they filmed that real life, they'd just make it extra gory, but that was way creepier than...
Oh, it's cool. Aye. The wee kid who plays Damien never acted again.
Yeah.
Never did anything. So he got cast. I was reading this today. He got cast because Richard Donner, who's the director, was casting loads of different kids. And they did the screen test they had to do was when they go to the zoo and all the baboons go fucking mental.
And the Mother doesn't know any, by the way, at this time.
No, she didn't know anything.
So she must be looking like, is this my perfume?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wearing. They're going fucking wild.
So he asked the kids to go, right, so imagine the baboons are all around you. You need to act really, really scared. And most of the kids were just screaming and yelling. Whereas this kid that played it actually fucking attacked her and just started scratching in real life. And he went, right, that's the psychopath that's going to play the son of the devil.
Great. Yeah. That's cool. That is terrifying. I wonder, does he just go, I was the kid in Damien? Oh, do you know anything else? Yeah, I feel like he had to do something.
But
like,
then what would you follow up with?
Ice Age 2.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Christ almighty. Imagine his IMDb was just Son of the Devil and then Melrose Place. Just
Ballycus Angel. Do you reckon, like, do you know who would have been a good version? Do you know who would you think a casting in this film would destroy the film? Just one person. Like, I'll put it like this. Imagine if Damien was played by, like, Crispin Glover.
What, adult Crispin Glover?
Yeah. They let it go too far. The guy was like 16 when it all kicked in. But he's clearly like 35. I think that would be, you know, like The Rock.
I think it would be worse if...
The Rock's too obvious of a stupid one.
When Damien's a baby, if it was like Will Smith's kid.
Yeah.
But the guy keeps up the lie, him and the priest. No, it's definitely ours. It's definitely... In fact, I've got a couple of questions for you when we get home.
I swear.
Happen when I was ambassador in Congo?
Fuck's sake. He was like... there's a couple of people, obviously. Yeah, that was too obvious, but...
Yeah, that baboon thing happens when I go to the safari park as well.
They go wild?
Because I shagged them. That's why they've all got the red arses. I've shaven every baboon and shagged up their arses.
They're actually not even baboons. You've shaved their arses and everyone goes, I must be a baboon. I mean, I don't know. They feel like they've been cleanly shaven again every Tuesday, but...
Why's that baboon got 5 o'clock shadow on its arse?
It's grown back. That'd be terrible if they find the hair.
But Boone's arse, it looks sore though.
Yeah, it looks like they've went.
Like it looks really, because I've had an arse like that. Do you know what I mean? No, but you must have had like boxing days where you've gone to town on a whatever, right? And your arse has been...
The day after Christmas.
Aye.
Sorry. Must have been boxing day. You know, your arse gets pummeled. I was like, where are you going with this?
No, because like you eat so much on Boxing Day and then you drink so many different things.
Okay.
And then that shite you have on the morning of Boxing Day. It's fine. It's like you could tar your roof with whatever comes out, right?
Oh, no.
And then you wipe so much that you end up
Okay, yeah.
Irritating
okay.
your arse.
Yeah.
And then if you look at it in the mirror, which I do.
I've never done
then
that.
Then looks like. You've never looked at your arse
I've
in the mirror?
I've never looked at my arse in the mirror. Genuinely, I feel like. I don't know if. I can't even tell if you're the weirdo or me here.
Oh, it's probably me.
But I've never. I don't think I've ever done
you ever
that.
You shaved your arse?
Yeah. No, above it.
What? Above it? Well, your back.
Yeah. What the fuck are you like a lower about? Back.
Oh, right. You've never shaved the hoop.
Oh, I don't think so. It's not necessarily hairy enough, though.
I've done it once, and it's a mistake.
Man. Oh, what am I talking about? I got the fucking, the wax waxing thing. I mean, I suppose that.
See, I think once you have
done waxing ripped off. But
once you've had that done, you need to maintain it. Because when I did it, so I just did it. I think I did it with like a
candle.
I just plucked out every individual here. Took me about 9 hours. I just shaved mine with a normal Bic razor.
Oh, but then fucking hell.
See when it grows back.
You not just catch it on the balloon nut?
No. It doesn't go right in. Your arse here doesn't go right in.
I don't know how thorough you were. Parting it. And like using a hammer to smack it up like that. do you know, actually, by the way, I mean, before the baboons, they were in a safari park, obviously, just in downtown. Oh, by the way, what I actually got from this film was you bring your kids to England and they turn into cunts, and I agree with that. To me, that was
the because nothing happens until they go to England.
It's only when they went to England. That's nothing to do with that. It's just you're fucking in hell. You're actually already there. That's my theory on it. But when the kid goes to the safari park, he goes to see the giraffes. And the like, you've paid in, the giraffes walked off.
The giraffes.
Fucking yeah, neck the, on them. But
yes!
Oh, no. oh, no. I'm so bad.
Oh, Christ. And the last thing I want to say about the film is the music is awesome.
I have things to say about the film still.
I'm not rushing you on.
No, right. I don't know how long we've done. We've only done like 40 minutes.
All right. I always thought, do you know what song I always thought was the theme tune to The Omen? You know that? Na, 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 na,
Oh, Fortuna.
Na, na, na.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, Fortuna, Carol.
It's the music they
Carol
play.
Carol Epps, I think.
It's the music they play when the judges come out in X Factor. That's the only way I know it.
It is. Oh, that's so grim. The Omen theme tune.
We had Ryan's climbing in again.
Why are you starting it every time?
we had a technical problem there. Because we're using the newest camera in the studio, and it's going to look better. But we hadn't quite worked out.
You can see
we didn't have enough. Well, we had worked it out. You'd worked it out. We just didn't have enough memory on the memory card.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
So
yeah, it looks good, but
my point was, I hope you saw it. About I thought the theme tune to The Omen was na 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 na.
Do you thought it was Old Fortune?
Na 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 na.
And you
na 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 na.
It's not even in the film, is it?
No, it's not. For years I thought, but what it is it's even scarier. It's like it's just.
Gary Newman cares.
It's who let the dogs out by the bar, man.
Yeah, it'd be so fun if you did watch this with. Oh, that would be so.
It's all for you, oh. Damien. Who let the dogs out?
That'd be funny because there is dogs everywhere.
It's just a load of kind of and then just Latin chanting.
Yeah, which is freaky.
Dominus, yeah.
It's the type of music that Nicolas Cage sings in Face Off.
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
It does seem
yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's the real version of that.
By the music fucking well makes it.
Yeah, it does. It was all good. It was. I mean, there's no bad parts of the film.
I think there are some. I think some of the acting's cheesy as shit.
I didn't think
even
was.
From. Gregory Peck, some of it's cheesy.
It didn't strike me that way, but
Peck's the horny guy.
Explain.
Because you would think, because I was worried about finding a horny guy on Horror Weeks, because unless we did like a slasher film, which there'd be tons of them.
Okay, right.
I was worried
I thought you were going to take a real dark one. Deliverance, man, who the horny guy is. It's like, fuck.
It's Burt Reynolds. Because before he fires out, he's just been standing there wanking, watching his pal get bumped.
His fucking shoulder.
No, because I thought, how the fuck will I find a wee horny guy in a film about the son of the devil? But Big Peck, when they first go and look around the house, right? The babysitter who ends up hanging herself is standing with Damien outside the window, and he just draws the curtains, goes over and gets off with his wife, and then he goes, "Do you want to go and see what upstairs is like?" Yes.
Okay, right. We got Peck. We got a horny guy even on in a the
house in viewing. Peck can't keep Peck air, Gregory Peck air. Am I right?
Nice. Fuck's sake. We didn't even talk about the famous stuff. The famous one where the wee scooter.
Oh yeah.
Where the babysitter, obviously we don't even really talk about her. She just keeps the agency has sent me.
Yeah, the new nanny, yeah, yeah.
Was the agency hell?
Yeah.
That's how I'd read it.
She's a creepy bastard.
She was good at being a creepy cunt. She just stared at him right in the circles and then opened the door like,
yeah,
do some damage, son.
Yeah. He's also fairly cool, Gregory Peck. When he comes in and finds a Rottweiler in his house, and then he goes, what's with the dog? And she goes, oh, we just found him wandering about. And he goes, well, I want you to get rid of it. Like, that's, I don't think that's how I'd react.
No.
If someone
locked the doors,
yeah, exactly.
Close the kitchen. Call that one farmer. You might know.
I want it gone in the morning.
You have 2 weeks to get rid of this. Is it panther in the shed? You have 2 weeks. Give or take a day or two, but I want it gone eventually. And then he comes back. He goes, "I got rid of it." And then he goes into the room. You know, obviously at this stage, he actually, even though he's trying not to pretend that his son isn't the devil, but I always think that was actually the scene where you know he doesn't care, because when he walks in and the dog's still there and he kind of just backs out of the room, like, rather than leaving your child with a Rottweiler. I always thought scene where he actually now has already switched, even though he kind of fights it still later, right up to the end. You know, he's like, it's a boy, I can't stab the boy.
Aye.
You were talking about.
But then he cuts his hair and finds the 360s.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And then she attacks him.
Oh, that's right.
From nowhere, like a mental bastard. Yeah.
You don't need to scream before. You would have done much more damage if she stayed quiet.
If she'd done that thing like I was going to do when I was the assassin in Lockstock.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. You just end up nails, like scraped along the thing. This is for the devil.
The ending, the ending is grim.
Yeah.
Because whichever way it ends, you've either just watched a grown man stabbing a 5-year-old, or you know the devil's child has won.
Yes.
There's no... And then because everybody's dead, and then they're at the funeral, and he's holding the... I don't understand.
Is it the president or something?
I don't get why that... Why the fuck is the president now his guardian?
Aye.
Because the woman, right, so I first saw the woman 2, which is just called Damien.
Okay.
Right, and I think this is why this is the scariest film. When I used to live in the kind of northern west coast of Scotland, a place called Campbelltown, right? And it was always really windy and shit and rainy, and it was always dark. And I don't remember that much from when I was a kid, but I remember... My granddad was looking after me and he'd fallen asleep. And my mum and dad had obviously taped The Omen 2 the night before, right? So I stuck it in. And I'm about fucking 7 at the time, right? And I watched this and genuinely terrified the shit out of me.
It
utterly terrified the shit out of me. And then for years, and I was like, I need to see the first one, I need to see the third one. But in the second one, he's not with... Because I thought, oh, well, that'll lead on to him, the president, adopting him. But then he doesn't. He just ends up with an uncle.
Okay, right, okay.
He's like a business magnate.
Oh, so basically, like, he didn't have anyone he just stand with at the funeral?
Yeah. They just wanted the cool scene of the wee kid turning around and smiling.
Yeah, basically.
Which is fair enough.
All right, cool. It was good.
Aye.
Dumb in
them. Nah, 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 nah. Who let the dogs out?
Do you know when his mother dies?
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you know, a good way to ruin the film would have been really funny, right? And he chucks her at the hospital room. The nanny does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chucks her at the hospital and she lands.
In an ambulance.
She's like, someone call an ambulance. Her lying bits in an ambulance. That would have been.
Hey.
He brings the knives on a plane. We're talking about planes.
Yeah, he does.
I was like, oh, the good old days.
No one talks about the fact. That's true.
He's just got the knives on the plane.
Seven
like.
Classic daggers. Just like.
Back in them days. Fucking hell. They're like, I'm going ahead, mate. It's like getting on a bus.
I was going to say earlier on, when the nanny, the first nanny kills herself and she hangs herself.
Yeah.
And it's all for you, Damien. I've always thought, like, if I had the guts to hang myself, I would like to do it in that way, but then just shout something so random, right? But so, so debilitating and so like exact to two particular people.
Right? Okay.
So
right.
if you were at like a family bar, it's like say I'm at a family barbecue.
Yeah. Right? Family barbecue. Yeah.
Right. And if I was hanging up and I was like, look at me, everyone, look at me. And then I just went, John, Lisa's cheating on you. And then fucking launched myself out. Because there's no way. He would ever believe she wasn't. He'd be like, but that's not true, John. That's not true. Why the fuck would he choose that as the last thing to say? Like,
that's so funny. You know, it'd be even funnier too, because if you lived in a bungalow, you just went through the cocktail sausage table. Oh. You have to get the tiniest rope. There's only like one inch in there.
1 inch rope.
You're hanging off the fucking. You look like that guy with no neck from 90 Day Fiance.
The cat comes along, starts licking your feet.
I swear, Lisa. Oh, God. Imagine if he shaved his head and instead of 666, it said made in China. What the fuck? What the fuck has happened here?
Oh, God. Right. That was the Omen.
The Omen.
Next week's when it'll be released is actual Halloween week. And me and Ryan will both be wearing costumes.
Yes.
Ooh. They might be scary costumes. They might not. I might get one of those. You know how like every costume for a girl is sexy now?
Yeah.
Bizarre shit, like a sexy bee.
I
might get one of them. I might come as a sexy bee.
That would be terrifying.
Get you to feed me a spoon of sugar.
You pollinate everyone, help you motherfuckers.
Help me.
The way your hands look like a T-Rex.
But it's Ryan's choice. What are we watching?
Hereditary.
Ooh, never seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Never seen it. No.
But yeah, we're going. I thought that there's many choices that I reckon that also would have been obviously brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, most of the week, and you'll probably be angry with this, but most of the week I had Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that would have been class.
But we had already covered. I was like, we've got already like an old classic, and I felt like the only one I can think of. New films are mostly fun rather than good. And this is an actual good, very good horror film that's new. Aye. So I'll go with Hereditary this time.
We can do
Nightmare on Elm Street anytime.
Yeah, great choice. Thanks again for downloading and getting in touch and all that kind of stuff. Keep doing it. I have found out that reviews on Apple Podcasts, you don't actually, writing stuff doesn't really help us boost up the charts. It's literally just 5 stars. So... just click 5 stars if you're enjoying it. You don't need to write anything. You write stuff if you want. The reviews we've had have been lovely.
I haven't seen a single... I didn't know there was reviews.
Yeah, there's a good whack of reviews.
Is there
people
fuck?
Have been very, very nice. Yeah.
I must read these for a little boost.
A lot nicer than any critic has ever been about either of us at the Edinburgh Festival, actually.
Drab shit. Drab monotonous shit.
My tour starts in less than a month now. Dundee is now, I've just found out Dundee has only 7 tickets left now. The second show, the extra show, first show in Dumfries on November the 11th, I think.
11 or 12?
I think it's 11. 11 sold out, 10, there's still some left. And then the 17th is the big one at the Tivoli Theatre in Aberdeen. It's a fucking massive room. It's 500 seats. So if you're about Aberdeen, then it would be class if you could come along. If you just go to Tivoli Aberdeen website, you'll get them there. Anything to...
I'll have the podcast. That's a, am I going to try to plug the podcast on our own podcast? Just follow me. Thing. I'm in Cardiff this weekend. I'm back in Dublin next weekend at the interim. And then next month, the next roast battle, because the last one was fucking excellent. We're back in the thrill of it. And it's an unbelievable lineup so far. Like at the moment, it's booked as like me versus Marilyn.
Oh, nice.
There is Paul McDaniels against Ross Leslie, MC Hammersmith against Stu Murphy,
nice.
Bielga's doing Ralph Brown, and then you know a couple more slots. I might get you trying to. When in Rome?
Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see. Yeah, so November 13th for them.
Yeah. So see you later. Bye-bye.